For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In the Tennessee General Assembly, Democrats and Republicans don't agree on much, but one Democrat this session managed to get bipartisan support for her bill. Ramesh Akberry represents Tennessee's 91st District, which is much of South Memphis. And her legislation? Making it easier for people to wipe away criminal records. Last week, Governor Bill Haslam signed her expungement bill into law. Joining me now is Representative Akberry. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Christopher.
So what prompted the need for this legislation?
Well, a couple of years ago, the legislation was passed to allow expungements. The state projected that a lot of ex-offenders would take advantage of it. They thought it was going to make millions of dollars for the state and really help get people back to work. But the reality was people simply could not afford it.
On its surface, the bill is about lowering the cost of getting records expunged from $350 to $180. It should be noted that Tennessee's expungement costs are about the third highest in the country. You know, many liberal folks see this as kind of a civil rights victory.
Well, I think anytime you can restore people to the position that they were previously at, it is a civil rights issue. It's allowing people to get back to work. And the bottom line is, it will hopefully reduce the recidivism rate so people don't have this endless cycle of incarceration, getting out and then going right back in.
And what does expungement do for somebody?
Well, it clears their record. Expungement clears someone's record, so it's as if it never occurred. If you're doing a background check, if you're trying to get employment, it's as if it never happened. So we're saying, yes, we know that you committed this offense. You served your time, you paid your fees, and now we want to make you whole so that you can be a contributor to society.
I think there was a lot of surprise in some circles that Republicans got on board with your bill, and it was also co-sponsored by Collierville Republican Mark Norris. How did you sell it to those tough-on-crime conservatives?
I think the bottom line is it's a financial issue for many people on the other side of the aisle. They look at the high costs of incarceration, the fact that they cannot sell a qualified workforce to corporations that come in, and these really are low-level offenses.
Was this an easy task for you when you were just getting started?
It was not an easy task at all, and the reason for that is because it affected the state budget. Fortunately, we were able to get it through. The governor did put it in his amended budget, which passed towards the end of the legislative session. So it was very difficult, but certainly worth it.
Did you spend a lot of time talking with Republican legislators individually about this bill?
We did, particularly in the Senate. The Senate Judiciary Committee is the committee that we were really concerned about getting it through. So those one-on-one conversations, really letting people know these are not violent offenses we're talking about. The financial impact could be tremendous, and ultimately we want to get people back to work.
What kind of impact might this have here in Shelby County?
I think ultimately you have an organization like Just City that's raising money to help people process expungements. You have Mayor Strickland's fund that he's raising money for to help people process expungements. So by reducing the fee, we're going to be able to get a lot more people with a clear record, and they'll be able to get back to work. I was at the library, the public library, for an event that the city was putting on, and I had a security guard come over to me, and she asked me about the expungement, and this was last summer before the bill passed. She was able to get her record expunged through Just City, and because of that, she had the job at the library. So I think we're going to have more situations like that where having to check a box is not going to limit people. Especially these are low-level offenses, things people committed 10, 15, even 20 years ago, and it's still holding them back.
State Representative Ramesh Akberry represents Tennessee's 91st District. Her bill lowering the fees to expunge criminal records was just signed by Governor Haslam. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.